Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Firefighters were busy yesterday with multiple wildfires in Columbus County. A hog farm on Bud Stevens Road was threatened at one point. Several sheds were destroyed after a debris fire got out of control in North Hallsboro as well. The entire area is under extreme fire warning for the rest of the week. All outdoor burning should be avoided if possible until conditions improve. Two people sustained third-degree burns when a shed on Bussey Road in Hallsboro exploded in flames early Tuesday morning. Witnesses said they heard a loud bang just before 2 a.m. when the fire erupted. Hallsboro Fire Chief Joe Tyler said his station was assisted by Old Dock, White Marsh, and Lake Waccamaw. The cause of the fire is undetermined. Both victims were airlifted to an area burn center. Irvin Hakeem Johnson was murdered, according to the State Bureau of Investigation. The Tabor City area man's body was found February 18th near his home, 5 days after his mother reported him missing from the Bermuda Bay address. A cause of death has not been released. Anyone with information about the homicide is asked to call 910-640-1428. A suspect in a New Hanover County murder was arrested near Whiteville, according to the sheriff's office. Marvin Newkirk, age 40, was taken into custody when he was spotted entering a local store. Newkirk and two teenagers allegedly shot and killed a man and wounded a woman during a February 9th home invasion in Wilmington. The agency responsible for disaster relief after Hurricanes Matthew and Florence will get $217 million to finish its uncompleted work in eastern North Carolina, but there's a catch. If the bill submitted by Representative Brandon Jones is approved, the State Budget Office will oversee all financial transactions through the North Carolina Office of Resilience and Recovery. NCORR has been responsible for its own financial audits. Now, there are currently $200 million in the red, and fewer than 50% of the home repair and replacement projects have been completed. Now, it's been 9 years since they started work after Hurricane Matthew, and 7 after Hurricane Florence. Movies are coming back to the Museum of Science in downtown Whiteville this weekend. WALL-E will be shown at 11 and 2 in the Museum Theater. There's no cost. Drinks and snacks will be available, so get up out of your puffy chair and get outside and enjoy the weather and go enjoy a movie. There'll be opportunities for hands-on learning after each showing. The movie series is sponsored by International Paper. Southern Farm Days is coming up March 14th through the 16th. The 15th annual event is one of the largest things to go on here in Columbus County. It brings thousands of visitors to the Boys and Girls Home at Lake Waccamaw. The three-day festival features dozens of antique tractors and other vehicles, living history demonstrations, a large antique yard sale, music, live animals, and so much more. Follow the CCN website for updates on Southern Farm Days. Mount Olive Regional Free Will Baptist Church will have homecoming this Sunday. Reverend Stuart Norris will speak. The Mount Olive Quartet will provide special music. Dinner will follow the service. The church is located at 439 Old Glade Road, outside of Whiteville. Special Olympics is coming back to Columbus County on April 9th. The field day will be at Whiteville High Soccer Fields. The sponsors are needed for the event. Contact Kristen Green or Columbus County Special Olympics via Facebook Messenger for more information. Different Abilities Awareness Night is coming up on March 4th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Tavern Elementary Media Center. Organizations from across the state will be on hand to share information, resources, and support for families and individuals with disabilities. The event is free, and everyone is welcome. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.